All right. Well, good afternoon. It is August 26, 2024, 4:35 p.m., and this is the nominating committee meeting. I am William Hall. I am an Ethics Commission member and chair of the nominating committee. We'll go around the room, starting here to my left.
Leah Palestrant, I am a member of the Ethics Commission.
Sunny Gettinger, member of the Ethics Commission.
Dylan Reichold, Office of General Counsel.
Sandy Homer-Cows, Ethics Office.
Paige Johnston, Ethics Attorney. Kirby Oberdorfer, Ethics Director.
Robin Blank, Committee Member.
Okay, and we have four members of the committee with us today. Kirby, is that a quorum?
That is. You have all four present.
Okay, sounds good. New business. I'll turn it over to Kirby to walk us through.
Thank you. So you're here today to discuss the process for solicitation of applications due to the upcoming vacancy of LaTonya Lipscomb-Smith. Unfortunately, she terms out at the end of this year, December 31st, for her second term, and so her seat will become vacant as of January 1st. It has been the historical practice of the commission Ms. Smith is appointed as a member of the commission by the commission. So as you may recall, under your code, section 602.912d, actually, six of your members are appointed by various elected officials, and then three members are appointed by the commission. And each year, three members will have their terms lapse. Some of them may be eligible for renewal of a second term. So for instance, I think Sunny may be one of the ones this year. Her partial term would have expired, but she's already been appointed when she was appointed last year. So she was appointed for both the end of her partial term and her first full term, so she doesn't have to go through the appointment process again. JJ Dixon is up this year, our chair. It comes the end of her 6 years on the commission, and so the sheriff will have an appointment come January 1st to fill her position. And then the last one is LaTonya. She's one of your three, and the terms are staggered by code that in any given year, three of them expire, and at least one of those is going to be a commission seat. So we're here today to go through the process to solicit applications to fill the upcoming vacancy by Ms. Smith when her term expires at the end of this year. So I was just going to walk you through some of the documents you have in your binder. Under tab one, you have the agenda, and you also have an excerpt from your internal operating procedures, rule 7 on the appointment of members, that gives authority to the nominating committee to recommend and oversee a broad solicitation for applications and resumes and establish a schedule of interviews and set objective criteria for the selection process and then recommend to the commission who should fill the seat, essentially. That's generally an overview and summary of what this says. Under tab two, you have the announcement that we've used for the last several years. When we distribute the solicitation, we try to hit as much of a broad section of the community organizations as possible. And this is the front-facing thing of that, where it's just a brief introduction to the commission and what it does, and then the notice of the vacancy and when the application may be due, and you click on the link and things. And that goes on the next page. Tab three is the timeline from last year. And we have some general proposed dates that we would go through with you when we get to that part of it. And then tab four is the list of organizations that we have used in the past, both based on community organizations that we are aware of, and also some recommendations of Ethics Commission members and some citizens. And then tab five is the actual application itself that we use and is based on the application that the City Council uses for their boards and commissions vacancies as well. So that is an overview of all of the documents in your book, and if you like, we can kind of just take it either in that order, or we can establish the schedule first and then go through the application materials, really whatever you all are wanting to do.
Okay, I'd like to establish a schedule, and so hear your recommendations on that.
Sure. So I'm going to kick it to Paige because I asked her to do it. She's an expert, and So the whole goal of the schedule is to have somebody go through the six-week nominating and confirmation process in city council. So that is all completed by the end of this year. So starting January 1st, the new person will be ready to roll on the commission. And so the schedule is based off of the city council meetings and kind of backfilling and trying to allow 3 to 4 weeks for an advertisement and then interviews and then the filing of the legislation and then this 5 to 6 week legislative process. So, yes, Dylan.
Do you go through MBRC or how do your appointments get filed?
They have, the nominating committee will make a recommendation and their ethics commission will
Correct.
Have a full meeting. They will approve the recommendation and then we send it to you to file.
I understand I file it, but like at the top, introduced by the council president at the request
of
the ethics commission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and that's the tip, so no needing to go to MBRC or anything mm-hmm. else like that. Okay, thank you. That was the sort of procedural issue I had.
Yeah, and there's a section, we looked at this, there's a section in the ordinance code, it's chapter 3, the section number escapes me, that it authorizes boards and commissions as a body to make a request to the council president to file legislation on their behalf.
Got it, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Pertinent to the conversation we were having earlier, October the 3rd is the second day of Rosh Hashanah. I don't know if that's, I mean, I don't actually think it necessarily matters for anyone.
Depends on where you go.
But that's the Ethics Commission to approve.
Is that
right.
last year's
so that's
timeline?
Last year's date?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No, I appreciate, though, because we do try to take into account High Holy Days and other holidays that might be on the calendar during this time of the
right.
year.
And there's some flexibility with the beginning part of this. Like Herbie
we're
said.
We're a month behind them. I'm sorry. Now I'm reading this correctly. So we're a month later than we were last.
You're actually not.
Okay.
That was what we thought was going to happen last year, but the nominating committee actually couldn't meet until around this time last year.
Okay.
Perfect. Right. So
yeah, if we put it out this week, we'll be aligned. Yeah.
Right. Well, we actually have some time to kind of back in to the dates at the bottom, which are the city council and the rules committee. So what I started out going from the top bottom, and then I realized it would be much better to go from the bottom up and figure out what timing would align with these dates from last year. And so if we want to follow a similar schedule for the council meeting dates, we would have, we would shoot for an October 16th legislative filing deadline, which is kind of midway through this chart where it says October 18th deadline to file legislation appointing the new EC member. So that would be October 16th. You would have a city council hearing on November 12th, a rules committee meeting on November 18th, and then a city council vote on November 26th. That would align with the schedule from last year.
And the only change that, you probably don't have a public hearing on the resolution. There would
well,
be
public
participation.
Participation,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so to get to those numbers, we actually do have a little more wiggle room than just 3 weeks leading up to that. But we were thinking if you wanted to look at the week of September 23rd for applications to be due any day of that week, that would give more than 3 weeks right now, depending on when you send out the applications to interested parties. And then you could have interviews from the applications taken the week of September 30th. And then the week of October 7th is when you would have the Ethics Commission have a full meeting. So like I said, there is a little wiggle room. If you wanted to set the applications due for an earlier period of time, but we do have to prepare the packet and just update it with this year's dates and everything before we send it out. It could go out as early as maybe end of this week, but it might be next week. So that's kind of where we got the 3 week time frame. Before you have, before the applications are due, to give people enough time to look, to prepare everything.
How many interviews do we normally do? Like, what's the process to go from the applications to the interviews?
You historically have interviewed everybody that has applied.
Okay.
And you may get as few as 4 or 6, and you might get as many as 10 or 12. And so your interview time will be dependent upon, so you'll have 2 to 2.5 hour generally blocks to interview, and your amount of time for each interview will be dictated by the number of applicants you get. And almost every year, we have people apply that either don't show up or at the last minute say, I can't do this for one reason or another.
And if they don't meet the qualifications, then we just tell them they don't meet. Like if they were an employee or something.
Yeah, there was a lady in Clay County that really wanted to apply for the Ethics Commission. And I had to tell her that she wasn't eligible because she had to do all
the Duval County.
Right. And she said, but I follow every city council meeting. And I said, I really appreciate you being engaged in the business of this community, but the code requires you to live here.
How close are you? Could you just move
to it? Streets over?
You may have said it was, what's the interview process, for lack of a better, I mean, do they just interview with the nominating committee as a whole?
They do. So what happens after the applicants come in, we will summarize them for you, and we will get them out to you. And then when you meet to interview the applicants, the first part of the meeting, you'll go over proposed interview questions that we've received from you and that we've utilized in the past, and you can adopt them all or choose only some of them. And then you typically choose, and then you ask those questions to each of the applicants. So
the applicants are in the room.
They can be, because it's a sunshine meeting.
And then we go over the questions we're going to ask them.
So the applicants are given a particular time period for their interview to start, and most of them show up at that time, but if they choose to be in there as you go over the questions, they certainly have the ability to do that because it's a sunshine meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've seen this before with, like, we had like a county administrator interview in public, and they were all in, they separated themselves into different rooms and didn't watch, but there was nothing
right
wrong with them sitting in the room and watching everyone else and how they handled their questions.
Right. And last year we did have somebody come into the room, and we thought that they might be
an
applicant or there on behalf of an applicant, but it was just a citizen.
And you know what, if they're going to...
Same power if they know the system that well. And they
and if they're that dedicated to join our Ethics Commission as a volunteer,
exactly.
That's amazing.
More power,
yeah.
I mean, I think that generally makes sense. Mm-hmm. The only thing I would be concerned about is if you had, that is September 30th, that is that week of Rosh Hashanah. So if we had like 40 applicants and we had to talk to everybody, it might be hard, but it doesn't sound like that's something that we would expect to happen. That would be exceptional.
It sounds like it would still all be done on the same day. Yeah.
It's usually done in the same day.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we will talk to each of you for 45 seconds.
I have.
We did a really good job recruiting that.
Looks like Rosh Hashanah begins October 2nd.
Yeah.
So that's the middle of that week. And so to avoid that, you could choose your interviews the beginning of that week.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying I would go Monday, Tuesday that week.
Then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that early. So, as long as it's the same day. I didn't realize that it could be multiple. I mean, I figured if there were a lot of people, it might be more than one day.
No, it's never been that way.
Okay.
There was, I hesitate because there was one year where there were a lot of applicants and the nominating committee was very torn, and so they did not select a top applicant, and they went to the commission, I think, and said, we really liked these two or three people, and the commission's like, yeah, go back. And so there was a subsequent follow-up.
So decisiveness is
right.
Heavily favored.
Yes.
Yeah. Fortune favors the bold.
Yeah.
All right. And so what's the recommendation? We can get the vacancy announcement out, you said, late this week, maybe early next week?
I would count on next week.
Count on next week.
I'm going to be out the rest of the week, and we've got some other things that we've got to handle this week in the office. And,
so like a week from tomorrow, then?
I would say, yeah.
Tuesday.
Earliest.
So
yeah.
Tuesday the 3rd.
Yeah. I wouldn't, don't put that in pen. They'll go out at some point that week.
And then...
is there anything that has to happen between... the applications come in. I'm just saying we have a week. I'm wondering if we could give a little bit more time then, if it's not going out till the 3rd, could we at least give people till the 25th or 26th?
Well, 3 weeks is what we're doing, right? Are you trying to say more?
It's only 20 days, so I was trying to get it to be actually good.
Well, that's the week of, so I figured you all would set those dates based off your schedule.
The only issue is it does take some time for us to go through the applications, to get people scheduled, to get the summary, right, so.
That's fair.
So I would say cutting it off, and I try to give people as much time as possible. And it's one of those things where I think somewhere in between 3 to 4 weeks is a fair amount of, a reasonable amount of time. You go longer than that, people just forget about it because it's too far out. You go shorter than that, maybe they can't get it in. That's been my experience with it, but we do need 1 or 2 days to get things out and get them to you.
Okay, so if we get it out September 3rd-ish, what's your recommendation for the cutoff?
I would say no later than maybe the 26th by noon.
Well, that's a lot of time, because it's the 23rd, that's what I was trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can push it into the week, later in that week. That
right,
week
that's just the Monday of the week, so you got the whole week.
Got it.
Okay, so I like that. We're all like that? Yeah. It's going out soon, and they'll have until the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then if we do that, we'll have interviews the 1st and 2nd. Is that what you were saying?
The 30th or the 1st, I think. Because Rosh Hashanah starts on the 2nd.
Will that give you all enough time to compile it? Because I assume we need to read things, have some time to read through the applications before the meeting.
Yeah, so. If they come in Thursday at noon, we will do our very best to get them out to you all by the end of the day on the 25th.
Okay.
Latest, maybe the 26th. No,
I'm not. Well, they're not coming until the 26th.
You mean the 26th?
I mean, sorry, I'm in October. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so coming in by noon on the 26th, best to try to get them out to you by the end of the day, the 27th, but mm-hmm. it might be the 28th. And maybe that Saturday that you get them.
Right.
I mean, another option is just to do the 25th. As long as it's at least the 24th, so it's 3 full weeks. Like, if we moved it to the 25th, so you're not having to send them on Saturday. I don't.
Yeah.
Either way.
And to give them a little more time on the other side of the holy day, what about doing interviews then? Or is it a whole week? How does that?
No, happen? I mean, you could do it the next week. You could do it, but, like, the whatever the 4th is, but.
I think you're starting to get close to them then needing to have a committee meeting and meet
for it. Well, you'd have the Ethics Commission have to meet the week of October 7th.
We still have another Ethics Commission meeting that we have to get in before the October 16th filing, so probably cutting it close.
Okay, so, because I know with all the commission members, it's kind of a headache trying to get everybody on the same page, but I guess it's easier if we cut. We need more time for that. Probably easier for your staff to get the summaries done, cut time on that side than it is to get all the ethics folks here at one time.
It could be.
So is that enough time for you though? So between the 26th and?
Yes.
The
3rd?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
You might get on that Saturday, which I will do my very best not to do that, but that would be the latest you would get them.
Okay. All right. So then.
The 30th or the
1st. 30th and possibly the 1st. Okay.
Yeah, so tell us when you want to meet so you can lock it off.
And that's just this group, right?
Right.
Right.
So whenever.
And that's going to be the date that we tell everybody they're going to be interviewing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me
so
just
we need to know that in advance.
All right, let me just look at the calendar. I'm sure I'm good. Let me just double check here.
I have a board meeting, but we're done at 1:30, so that afternoon is better for me than the morning.
And these are typically done in the afternoon.
Okay, great.
Just because people
when they're
off work, yeah.
Or they have to take a leave or whatever it might be. So typically it's at 4:30, sometimes it's at 5. That's going to be driven by the number of applications you receive.
Okay, that works.
Too much, you be for the 30th?
Yes.
I mean, I'll have to move some things, but I would have to move some things.
Is Tuesday better?
Yeah, the third, let's do the 30th, because if something goes wrong, then we have the data to fall back on.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll schedule, block it out at 4. And then Sandy, if you all will discuss when during the week of the 7th you're available for an Ethics Commission meeting, at least we'll know 4 of you.
Okay.
And we'll start with that.
Say about 4, 4:30 start, what we normally
yeah,
do?
Yeah, I'd say 4.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Do any day except Monday.
We go to 7.
Anytime that week is fine.
Tuesday, maybe?
Okay. Tuesday?
So what?
Tuesday the 8th.
Tuesday the 8th. That's a city council day. Okay, what time?
Probably 4:30. Yeah, sometimes we have to run it on the city council.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's a problem for me, but I...
Okay.
I mean,
well, we can shoot for Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot easier.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the 9th is going to be the commission meeting.
Full commission.
Right.
Full commission. Right.
Potentially.
Assuming
right.
They're available.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And when did we say the nominating committee would circle back up again for the interviews?
The 30th of September.
Okay. So that's Monday of committee week. No. No. That's a fifth. No. No. That's not a fifth week.
No, it's not.
Okay. That's a Monday of committee week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should be fine.
Because that's rules that day.
Yeah, but I don't often go to those.
Okay.
He's just thinking about all you see.
Yeah.
Got
it. Should be October 1st.
Okay.
Okay, so Wednesday the 9th.
And I'm texting JJ to see if she's available.
Yeah, my only question about us deciding, I was going to say, like, do we need to just pull the rest of the people for that week. In terms of the 7th, it might not just be us, right? Like,
yeah, as long as you have a quorum.
Yeah, so if you'll just, I'd settle on a date, our primary date, and then, which is, it looks like October 9th, and then let's get some alternatives for that week. Monday, you know, Leia's out, but the rest of you are there, are okay, and that might be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of you have to be there, just one of you has to give the report. So, and Sandy will circle up with everybody, but it looks like we settled on Wednesday as the specific date we would target during that week, but we can ask for other dates. Other than Leia not being available on Monday and Tuesday being out because Dylan needs to be available, does anybody else have a conflict for Thursday or Friday of that week, the 10th or the 11th?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Kippur starts Friday, so
Thursday. Oh, yeah.
I was
okay.
Gonna say, I was like, I think Friday's bad.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we're looking at Wednesday.
Thursday or Monday without me.
Right. Wednesday being option 1, and then the 7th or the 10th is option 2. Everybody
sounds good.
Good with that? Okay. Yeah, no cold major. Okay.
I had to hike Mount Kilimanjaro, but now I can't.
Well, I was on your schedule. Oops.
In the middle of the week. So, Sandy, will
sure,
you
that's the right time
poll
of year,
us?
But.
Poll everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wonderful. And then if I hear from JJ, we'll keep you posted.
Okay,
okay, so we'll do, so
So October 9th, option one, and then October 7th or 10th, option two. Okay. And all we really need is a quorum and Dylan. Okay. All right, so that's the thing after that. Then in between your meeting date and the 16th, Dylan would draft the legislation and get it filed.
Get it filed on the 16th.
Perfect. And then from there, your end of it's done. Once the commission votes to approve the nominee, your work is done. And then it rolls over into the council process, and you all are intimately familiar with the nominating process, or confirmation process, I should say, in city council. And then they just, you know, it gets filed, and then there's an opportunity for the public to give their input on it, and then it goes to rules for a second reading where they'll take action on it November 18th, and then it would go before council for a vote November 26th. And sometimes things happen, and it just isn't feasible to file the legislation until later, which pushes it after the new year, and that's fine.
Not necessarily. The current schedule has it coming out on November 26th.
There's one more meeting.
There's one more meeting in December.
Oh, okay.
So we built in
okay.
a little
I assume she built in, okay. yeah. I assume Paige built
okay.
in the extra
That's
week.
That's right. There was the one in the beginning of December.
Yeah. Paige was on it.
Yeah. But that has happened before. And okay. that's okay, because actually under the code, the Ethics Commission is the only board where once the appointment is made, it takes effect. Mm-hmm. So the appointment will be made effective January 1st. They can't. You know, they're not going to come in and sit at the same time as LaTanya, but they technically would be a member, and right. then just try to get it before rules as soon as possible. But to make it nice and tidy, we try to get it done before the end of the year. Right. Okay.
And I have one request. That the yeah. under tab, is this two? I think this is the email that goes out
yes,
to
is.
The
yes.
various stakeholders,
yes.
community.
Yes.
I don't remember receiving this email myself as a member of the commission. Is it possible to have that sent out to the different commission members so we can send it out to our contacts?
Absolutely.
I don't know. We're going to have to talk about that.
Okay. Well, I think, like, as long as we don't say, like, I'll help you get in, like, the woman.
No.
I'll help you with your application.
So,
Just here's an opportunity. And.
Okay, so JJ is available on the 9th and has it blocked off on her calendar.
Okay,
great.
Good.
So now you have a quorum.
Right, so at a minimum, awesome. We can
so
do
So that'll
it.
Be the date.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, very good.
I had a question on
yeah.
the, we had added some organizations in our last meeting. We added a few suggested organizations to this list.
Can I interrupt you for just
Sorry.
1 second? No, that's okay. I don't want to forget to respond to something that William was
oh,
saying
okay, yeah.
about the notification. We do try to send it to current members to send out, and also to our former members. We have a distribution mm-hmm. list of our former members that we keep, and we try to send it to them as well to pass along. Sorry, Sunny.
No.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Sure.
And I assume we can post on social.
Oh yes, please
things.
Do. Yeah.
Okay. No, but when we looked at this list in the last full meeting, and I think we added a few things like One Jax
is
on here. Okay,
yep.
So that seems like maybe they've been incorporated. I was just checking.
Sandy has at least one recommendation that's probably not on here that came from JJ. Take mm-hmm. it away, Sandy, off the press.
Jacksonville Brotherhood of Police is JJ's suggestion.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Do we have a contact thing for them?
Yeah. Great. Yes.
I just wanted to make sure that we at least we have reflected those changes.
The Chamber of Commerce on there. There's also the Hightower Fellowship listserv that I'm alumni, so I can forward it to them.
Perfect.
As well.
Right. I'm happy with this list.
Happy with the list?
Yeah. I mean, rewards are met.
Any other forward thoughts on the list? Any other recommendations? Sandy, did anybody else have any other input on the list?
No one.
That was the only one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And actually, back to number, well, actually, now that we're on the list, I did have a question for you and a point of information. So one of the points of information is in the middle, when was that, Sandy? Go ahead and take it away, Sandy.
For
yes.
Dr.
Uh-huh.
April 13th
okay.
of this year.
Dr.
Jonathan Burnett
wrote the Ethics Commission expressed his interest in wanting to apply. So we will certainly
yeah.
send the materials to him. So my follow-up question is,
There was at least one person that we recommended, I think both to the mayor and to maybe another elected official last year that was not selected. He was an attorney that, or an audit person that worked at FIS and interviewed very well, and he wasn't the top person. He was right under Leah. Leah was your top, and then he was right under Leah with somebody else. Brandon, his name, full name escapes me, but would you like us to reach back out to him and see if he would be interested in reapplying?
Sure. Sure. I remember him. Yeah, sure.
I mean, I would say that if we're going to do that from an ethical perspective, maybe we just send it to anyone who's applied in the last 3 or 4 years, saying applications are open again. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't here last year, so I don't know if there are like people who were clearly, but
I hear what you're saying though about in terms of equity. Yeah.
Well, we're not giving them a leg up. We're just making, you know, sending out the posting, but they're not going to necessarily get a leg up. But
I wasn't suggesting that they would get a leg up. I was just suggesting that if it's about awareness, maybe.
The only thing is that your questions tend to not have changed. I'm not dissuading you. Just something to consider. Since you're talking about a leg up, they will have been through the process once before, which may be a consideration also for this other gentleman, Brandon, that I just mentioned. I just happen to remember him.
How burdensome would it be to send to all the applicants in the last couple of years?
It wouldn't be burdensome, but it would take a little bit of
legwork.
It's going
to add our interview. It's going to probably, if people reapply, that maybe you weren't qualified in the
like
past.
I assume it was something where you're like, here are all the applications. I don't know how many people applied, but you said between 4 and 12. So we just have to pull like that. But if it's onerous in terms of the task, then that doesn't seem
It's probably best, because we've got a tight deadline as far as getting this out.
Uh-huh.
So I say let's maybe back away from sending it to anyone personally and go back to our list.
Except
for the person who reached out in April?
Yeah, if he reached out in April, that seems to be correct.
It's open now. That's all you have to say.
Yeah, as a response to him reaching out, it's now open. Okay. But otherwise, let's just send it out, blast it out.
Yeah.
And hopefully folks who have applied before will see it and be interested in applying again.
Exactly. Okay, wonderful.
I don't want to put any more work on the staff than.
I assumed that was an easy thing to do. Like, they already had a list in their reminder to miss your appointment and just scrape
with
those.
Some searching, we could do that.
Yeah, no, if it's not easy. I work for Google. I assume that that's a 30-second process. It's not a 30-second process.
Nothing in the city is a 30-second process.
I'm just saying, you have to understand my context is that for me, if you told me like, hey, last year, I would be able to be like, okay, let me just go look at my calendar from last year. Oh, there are all of those email addresses in one place. Click, set.
Yeah.
So.
I'm a little concerned about how long Google's going to be able to keep that up now that with that antitrust suit.
That is another issue.
I'm asking the nominating committee.
I'm now curious. You piqued my curiosity.
So I think we have covered almost everything with the exception of tab number 5, which is your application. The actual application and the questions that are
some of the dates were maybe updated, obviously.
This is all from last year.
I thought other than the dates were pretty good.
Okay.
It's the same application we've been using. Are recent rule changes, did it affect anything in this with the whole new...
That's a really good question.
That new law?
I don't think
there's anything in here about handling of complaints.
Right.
But we will certainly look for that.
Doesn't look like it. It doesn't really
get into that. Well, what's this on the first page here? 602-921.
Yes.
Did any of that?
Yes, actually, it did. Very good, William. C is no longer your power or duty.
That's
and,
it.
And A changed a little bit.
Right.
Yep.
So we'll get that tightened up and same application.
Thank goodness you have a thinking cap on.
I like interviewing. Well, I had afternoon coffee. So I'm in rare form.
Awesome. Sandy, write it down. Note to self, right? Schedule meetings with William after afternoon coffee.
Yeah, I'm in rare form.
We can triple our work. And just to let you know, on the bottom of page one, the top of page two, you have a bunch of exclusions or prohibitions against people or certain classifications of people that are not eligible to serve. Those come right out of the code. And in the past, we unfortunately had people apply and show up to an interview, and then we awkwardly find out that they're an employee of the city or an independent agency, and then we have to say, oops, sorry. So we've tried to rectify that and by putting these exclusions in here. And then dual office, that came up 1 year. You had a member who was actually chosen as the Ethics Commission appointee, I think. It was through this process. She was chosen as the Ethics Commission appointee, and she disclosed she was on a state board. And then right as the Ethics Commission was going to confirm her nomination, I was talking to her and telling her about filling out her financial disclosure form. She's like, oh, I already filled one out.
Yeah, no big deal. I file them all the time.
And I was like, dual office holding. So anyway, she couldn't join the Ethics Commission because of that. So that's now on there as a reminder to me and to them.
But it's not, it says it may, so.
That's true, because not every board is a dual office, so.
Did she say something like, well, I already filed three now?
No. And then confirm by counsel. And that's public record. So some people don't know about the openness of dealing in Florida government. So we like to make them aware of these things.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is the only thing that I wondered if maybe there needs to be a little bit more on is like, what are the requirements once you're on the board? But
and we typically cover that in questions people will ask us. And we certainly can try to include that in here. It just tends to get a little bit lengthy.
I know it's lengthy, but yeah. I just wonder, like, if you told people, like, we meet this often, or here's the expectations, or to your point that you will be required to file a financial disclosure. Like, I feel like there's some people who would be fine with it and then
yes.
Find out the financial. I mean, there's certainly people who run for office and are shocked that they have to file a financial disclosure.
Yeah, that's so, a really good idea.
And don't we sort of discuss that in the introductions of the interviews, sort of?
Yes.
We talk about how much we meet and you
yes.
need to be available, and we have questions kind of geared towards that.
Yeah.
But by that time, they've already committed time, whereas like
right.
if you know that's a deal breaker for you, I'd rather you just not apply and
then
we don't have to spend time.
There is a question in the application about whether you will file a Form 1.
Oh, that's right. There is. But we can
yeah.
highlight
but
it.
But I still would, I understand there are questions in here, but having a question in there is like, maybe I could, maybe I don't have to. I don't know.
But, I mean, if somebody knows from the beginning they would have resistance to filing it, then we could save them time from filling it out because that's buried in there under.
It's the 23rd question.
All right.
Yeah, that's good.
That's pretty much, yeah.
I mean, I think that's a good reminder, like, if you
yeah.
didn't read them, if you, to your point, like, if you're like, I'm going to be on the Ethics Commission, flip, let's start, then by the 23rd question, you're like, oh, wait, I'm not doing that.
All right, fair enough.
Okay. Good point. Anything else about the application itself or anything else about the process? Okay.
Nope.
Sandy, you have anything else?
No.
Did we cover all your hot tips?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think that there's anything. This is all the stuff from last year. That we may have missed? I don't think so. So I think we're all good. And then
any public comments? I don't see anyone from the public in the room. I don't think anyone signed in. So no public comments. Any announcements?
No.
From staff.
Other than we'll be emailing you and we'll keep you apprised of how things are going and when the applications come in.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.